And I said, everybody's getting quiet. I wonder how long I could stand up here and talk to you before they'd start talking again. When's he going to turn around? Why isn't he paying any attention to us? This morning I read something that really convicted my heart. It says, if God's people would allow God's will to align them, if God's people would allow God's word to align them with God's will, God's power would be manifested through their life. That jolted me. And then I went and read out of John chapter 8. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. This is the power of not only our Lord, but our Lord's word. And his spirit that abides in that word, and that will abide in us. I just want to encourage you in that this morning, that if we will choose, if we will allow God's word, yes, his written word, his spoken word, but his word to our conscience and our hearts and our minds this morning, individually as well as corporately, if we will allow that, if we as God's people will choose to allow that to speak to us and abide in us, his power will be manifest to us in a very powerful way. Let's go before the Lord here this morning and just ask that God would speak to us as he sees fit, and that we would allow him to have his perfect work in all of us here today. Almighty, infinite Father, I do pray and I do ask for your spirit and your presence here this morning, that you'd have your perfect will and way in each and every one of us. Lord, I pray that your people would allow your word to abide in each and every one of us, that your power would be revealed to us and through us. Father, may your word speak above all others today. It's not a matter of my opinion. It's not a matter of performance. Father, I pray that we all would be humble before the throne of grace this morning. We just enter into your presence with thanksgiving. We'd lift up holy hands, that we would sing from a heart of humility the praises to our God. I pray, Father, that these truths would resonate deep inside of us, and I ask for your presence here today. God, for those who are hurting, for those who may be exhausted today, would you give them strength as only you can give? Father, we pray that again, as we join in worship now, that we would not merely go through the motions, and God, that this would not be a routine or mundane, apathetic, complacent act that we just go through on Sunday mornings, but may we sing from our hearts the praises that are due your name. Father, we need you and we love you and ask that you would be glorified here this morning. In the name of Jesus, we pray all things and all things for your glory alone. Amen.
Amen. We're going to ask everybody to stand and we're going to praise the Lord in song this morning. With hymn number 2, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Teach me some.
be seated.
Good morning. Just a few quick announcements today. If you look into the bulletin, I won't give all the detail, but there's a page where it starts out with nursery workers needed on top. See Julie Nash if you're interested. And the pastor's always said we want to fill that nursery, and it's happening. And so we need people to help out. And see Julie Nash if you're available and interested in helping with that. Also, pray for the teens. They'll be going to snow camp this next weekend, right, Trent?
Thank you, Rick, for turning it over to me for 1 second. We're leaving here Friday morning, 8 o'clock. We'll be packing up a trailer, 3 vans. We got roughly 30 kids going. Parents, if you haven't got the rest of your money in, please do, because we've put on church credit card, and Pastor wants us to take care of that, I'm sure, even though he didn't say that. Make sure your kids have some spending money, and we're just going to – I ask you guys to pray for them, because it's a time – it's a weekend revival is what it is. And not only does it – right out of the chute, give them the gospel for salvation, but then they just keep going. Saturday and Sunday mornings, a huge worship service and praise, and then we're coming back. We go through the Berkshires and the Adirondacks, and sometimes either or are snowing and icy, so, you know, we appreciate you praying for safety. That's a lot of kids. Thank you.
For those who don't know, snow camp is up in Scroon Lake, New York, and it's just gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful up there. I went, Trent and I did it. Many years ago, I worked with Trent going up there, and it's just a phenomenal place for the kids, and God's all over the place there. There's an island. That's where the camp is in the summer, too, and there's a big sign in the Pine Pavilion that says, Jesus walks on this island, and he does. It's just amazing. It's a beautiful place. So pray for them as they travel next week. Also, we've been announcing for a couple of weeks the new church directory is being made, so it's on the table out in the foyer. If your name isn't in it, make sure you get in there and check that everything is correct, accurate for email address, phone numbers, address, and all that. And also, the call them all is, again, look at the end of the bulletin there. If you're not on the list there, let the pastor know and make sure you get on there. And there's something about pictures here too, right, Pastor? I guess we're going to have some pictures taken. So take a look at that in the directory there and where the directory part is, and we'll get you set up for that. Have the ushers come forward, and as they do, let's all stand, and we're going to recite 1 Corinthians 12:18 together. Let's go ahead and recite that now. But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he pleased. 1 Corinthians 12:18. And Watson, would you lead us in a prayer?
Father and our God, we do thank you that we can worship in thy house. We thank you, Lord, for our missionaries here in the U.S. and throughout the world. We thank you, Father, for the Smiths as they visit with us today, our Word of Life regional leaders. And more, Father, we pray also for the Woodbridges as they minister in Ukraine, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would just remember each one as we give forth a portion of what you've given us. Use it, Lord, to magnify your work through them and through us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I believe you're more than enough for me.
Said, amen. Amen. You please stand up. We're going to continue to praise the Lord in song, but what incredible lyrics, you know. Nothing is impossible with the Lord, amen. Nothing, no thing, nothing is impossible with the Lord. You know, it's funny, this morning I was thinking, you know, what I was going to say right before we started singing an awesome song like Blessed Assurance, and then, you know, Watson came up, and sometimes Betty Lou makes these wonderful little cards of encouragement. I don't know if you've seen them laying around or you've gotten one. And I'm like, thank you, Lord. You just handed me that verse to me right there. Mm-hmm. Listen to this awesome verse, and we're talking about blessed assurance and the fact that God is our strength, and he's our redeemer, and as you sang, our healer. He's awesome. He's a great God. It says this in Psalm 19:14: let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let's sing about it. He is our redeemer, and we have that blessed assurance. Amen. Sing it confidently. Here we go.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a purchase.
strong voices, and then I don't hear a lot of you. Matter of fact, I want to be honest. Looking this way, I see some people like this. Now, call me crazy, but if I've accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, and I'm singing, "This is my story, and I hope it's your story," I would open my lips. It's just the challenge has been laid. Here we go, verse 2. Praising the Lord, singing with a joyful noise and enthusiasm. You know, if you've accepted Jesus as your Savior and you're going to heaven, we're going to be singing and praising Him around the throne forever. Because like this song's called, He Forever Reigns. And why not practice now? You know what I'm saying? It's been a wonderful morning talking about how He's our strength, our Redeemer, our Healer. Nothing's as impossible without Him. And let's just continue to sing about some awesome attributes of God right now. You are good.
You are good when there's nothing good in me. You are love. You are love on display for all to see.
Thank you.
Trust in Jesus as your Savior, then it should be well with your soul. Doesn't mean that you're not going to have trouble, but it should be well with your soul. When
peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows to say.
Father, we love you, and Lord, haste the day. We love you. We look forward to your return. Lord God, help us to be faithful now. Thank you for all the things that you are. You are our everything. And thank you that nothing is impossible without you. We love you. We praise you. Use Pastor as he brings your word to us and help us to have our hearts and minds ready to receive your word and to grow and to apply it. We love you. We praise you. Thank you, Lord, for saving us. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Everyone said, amen. Thank you. Make a seat.